choices we make, so wrapped up in my head. In the company I keep, all my melodies seem to repeat. How many ways can you find to explain the same old fight? When all that you desire is a spark to light the fire, to make it through the night. Just waiting to be found. And it's good to know I'm not the only one who's lost around here. Carving out our names, we all look the same after all these years. Looking for answers. Don't give up on me, just be.
The track Answers from Old Guard. New stuff from Old Guard. I think they're out of Barrie, and I'm trying to set up an interview with them. They got a bunch of singles coming out, and I'm trying to help out as many Canadian artists as I can. Hey, it's Gunner. You listen to Steel City Music, heard on The Hawk every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m., and also on 93.3 CFMU from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. Just before, remember this, at 3 p.m. till 5, the King of Fun on CFMU. Yes, it is a running thing that Lou and I do. We plug each other's shows. We've been doing this for years. Okay, so it's sunny out in Hamilton. Of course, you know this is a pre-recorded show. Things are starting to open up a little bit, and I feel really good about this, and I know you guys too, do too. So as a reminder, if you go get your vaccination. Get vaccinated. Be healthy. We want you to stay on this planet and hang out with us. All right, let's get into the show. Had a chance to talk with the dudes from Capitol. The last time I saw them was like 2019, back in October 25th. They just released their album. They came up in the brothers came up in the studio, and we just laughed and we laughed and we laughed. And I think I may have done like the odd phoner with them afterwards, but I haven't seen them. So they have a new album coming out. I believe it drops on September 17th. It's an EP, actually. So we had a nice conversation, and they have a track coming out on June 18th called, what is it called again? Oh my God, what's wrong with you, Smith? What is it? Always Saying Nothing. That's it. There it is right there. So I had a nice conversation with them, and we had some laughs, that sort of thing. So I'm really looking forward to the radio stations opening up again, and people can come in and do their shows at the Hawk. So I want to get back to doing my show in studio to hang out with everybody. And we actually discussed this, how much we enjoy hanging out, you know? So there you go. All right, so the interview is coming up right now, and I got a day's wait coming up in a little bit as well. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music. Now when all the giggles are done and I've set up the whole the microphone and the cables and all these other fun things, and I've prepped my guests that are coming on the air with me right now, and we're kind of settled down now, I'd like to welcome to Steel City Music Josh and RJ from Capital. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we started the interview, I was like complaining and going on about my anxiety and all my goofiness before I do an interview. But I was also giggling the other side because I was looking forward to this interview because it's kind of like those fun cousins you have from America. You know, it's just like you don't see them for like a couple years, and you remember the last time you hung out with them, you're like, they're super cool. Why aren't they like the rest of the people from America? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's got that kind of family vibe. And the last time that we all chatted was like 2019. And you guys had just released Dream Noise from like, and that was in October of 2019.
Yeah, that's true. It's pretty crazy
how it's flown by, I guess.
Yeah.
It's flown by for you, RJ?
Well, actually, yeah, that was actually my brother. So I'll let him take it away and explain that.
Yeah, please do.
I mean, I think everybody can agree the last year and a half has been both the slowest and fastest somehow year and a half of our entire life. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. Every day is, you know, kind of the similar, at least. And I guess in that sense, it's like a long day that just went by and you're like, okay.
Right. Yeah, well, I should remind everyone, it's Josh and RJ from the Capital Band, the brothers. And the last time you guys were up in the studio, I believe Josh just completely crapped on you about your social media skills.
I know. Yeah, I get it. I'm prepared this time.
Well, yeah, well, you're here to defend yourself somewhat, which is good. That's
exactly.
Good. So, gentlemen,
October. Is it bad? I don't even remember what I said last time. So
neither.
Pretty bad, I guess.
Well, I remember laughing a lot. That's all I remember was just laughing because I had a couple questions like, how come this isn't synced up and that's not synced up? And Josh was going, well, RJ looks after everything. So this is, and it was like, oh, I see you're throwing him under the bus. And I figure you're brothers. So it's just like, yeah, it's going to happen anyway.
But, deflecting blame. That's something I can't. Yeah.
It was back in that of 2019. The Dream Noise was the album that you guys released.
Yeah, those are an LP, 11 track back in October of 2019. Wow.
Yeah, it's
long ago.
It seems putting that out then, and it takes time to put out an album. But how long have you been working on the current album that you're going to be that's coming out in 2021? I think, is it not?
Yeah, it certainly is. Actually, yeah, September 17th is going to be the release date for the. It's a 4-song EP.
Okay.
And we started working on these songs. It would have been in. Probably September of 2020 when things were, you know, looking up a little bit, were opening back up. This is last summer now.
Oh,
so we were able to get together, and just the first few times we got together as a band and started jamming, I think we just sort of kind of just like pumped these songs out because we were just so happy to be back with each other. And we had a lot of, you know, stagnant creative juices that just kind of started rushing out. So we were very happy to do it. And then, We had the idea of an EP, and then we just chose the 4 songs and went from there. I think we recorded them, was it in November?
Yeah, November. We recorded at Threshold, just in Hamilton here, because last time we recorded in Toronto, so it was nice to be a bit closer to home.
Closer.
Yeah, and work with Mike at Threshold. He was a great guy.
I'm a big fan of Mike here from Threshold Studios. Him and I have some of the best chats, not recorded, just in general, about music, life, and everything. And he's always fun to get him riled up when he gets going.
Yeah.
He warmed us up every single day we were recording, so he's great at that. He's great at being a leader and a cheerleader, I think, so we appreciate him so much.
Having said that, my last chat with him, actually, we were talking about the Threshold Studios, and he was saying that he likes to have a band come in and be relaxed, and everyone's on the same page going into like from a song to like an entire project, and to sit there and just be open-minded about everything. But you got to do the work. You got to put it in the work.
Yeah.
Was that the case with you guys, or did you just like yell at him the entire time?
In between yelling, we were pretty relaxed. No, I think we definitely fit with his sort of way of working. I think we usually come in pretty prepared to most of our recording sessions that we've had, because we have a pretty, you know, sharp idea of what we want to finish and what we want to accomplish. And he was great. He's just the perfect guy to sort of spitball ideas and see what we have and sort of roll with it a little bit further and everything. And
yeah, and it was nice too, because, you know, initially we were trying to look for a place to record and if we even wanted to do something. And then he actually reached out to us kind of at the you know, with like perfect timing.
Right.
And it just felt right, because we know some of the artists he's worked with and everything. And then we had like a big chat with him, and he kind of knew our sound and our influences. And we showed him just some, you know, like really shitty iPhone demos.
Right.
And yeah, he was into it, and it just meshed well. He's such a nice dude. And he offered some great ideas.
He knows his music too. So
he totally does.
It's with the last album, you guys had about 11 tracks off of that. So that tells me that, you know, there was like a lot of time to put into that. Because was that not your first release?
Yeah. We recorded one single before, back in like 2017. So yeah, like all of those years, we just had so many songs that we really wanted to fine tune and put on a record. And like ever since, we still just
we got a lot on the back burner.
We've been really lucky just with being so inspired, especially like literally the last year and a half. Constant inspirations from all music,
right,
everywhere, you know.
But with it, but the length of time that has happened over the pandemic and from the first LP, you guys are putting out these four songs, was it whittled down to an EP, or did you like have, hey, we got 35 songs, and then you sat down with Kier and he said, this is good, this is good,
you
this
know,
is
I,
not
I,
so
I
good
think,
you know
yeah
lots of those. No, I think I'm estimating roughly here, I would say we probably have about 15 songs that we've written 75% of,
right?
And then we kind of just go from there. When we came up with the idea, which for the EP, which we definitely give credit to Mike for that as well. We didn't know if we wanted to do another album or like a single or what, but we sort of settled in the middle with the EP. So from there, we just sort of pointed and, you know, chose a few that like jumped out to us. We're like, I think that one worked well. I think that one worked well. And then we kind of just went from there and decided to abandon the other ones for a little bit and just focus on the four, which we tried to fine tune and everything. And then, so the other ones are still alive and well somewhere in the, you know, the recess of our band's mind, I guess, which we'll continue working on later on. But for now, we're just going to focus on the four that made it to the EP.
Is it the lyrics or the music that is the foundation for the songs? Has that changed any, like, was that in the case of the first album to the EP?
I would say it's usually the music first. We have a lot of fun just sort of jamming, especially when we haven't seen each other in a while. Rather than, you know, getting together and saying, okay, let's play this track, we usually just spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes just kind of playing around for a little bit, and then usually by mistake, songs come out of there somewhere, and then the lyrics will usually come afterwards. I usually have some snippets and stuff that I like to keep and save for certain songs, and then sometimes I'll hear the instrumental song that we just wrote, and I'm like, oh, I think this is perfect, and it just grows. Every song is a bit of a snowball unto itself.
And there's so many times too where you get inspired by like a song that you love or something. So I'd love to try a song like in that time signature,
sure,
or that, you know, crescendos in that way, or even like from a film where if you get some emotions from a movie or something and try to kind of
emulate that mood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So. The, when I was, I went back and listened to some of the tracks from the older album. And I remember what I enjoyed about it was it had a really, really reminiscent vibe of a UK sound that came out in the early 80s. But you could see that it was blossoming into something more. A lot of times when we listen to music, we go, oh, that kind of sounds like this. And it's not meant as a detriment. It's like as explanation, like, oh, you've heard this before, but now it's something that's a different take on it and something that's a little bit better. And what I notice about the newest single that you guys just sent over to me, it's called, what is it called again? Always Saying Nothing. The beginning of it, when I was listening to it, there was this great sense of urgency to it. You know, it's coming in with the drum beat and the keys and... Yeah. I did a double take twice because I was listening to it over and over again. And I'm like going, this is kind of like a good New Order song for me. I know people are going to get pissy with me. Go, oh, you don't like New Order? Like, yeah, I like New Order. But it's just like, Jesus H. Christ, how many times can you hear the same New Order song? Like, you know what I mean? Right? Like, yeah, there's some great things about New Order, the bass sound, the keys, those sort of thing. And that was like just starting to stick out to me in this track.
So thanks so much.
Yeah, that means a lot. I mean, I don't think we ever shy away from saying who we've been inspired by and everything, but it's really interesting to hear what other people think, I guess, because a lot of time we don't intend to write something that's so nostalgic, and then I think people hear the nostalgia in it and we're like, maybe we did it subconsciously, I guess,
and I mean for this track too, we actually lucked out because Mike had a like an original chorus guitar pedal that, you know, almost every single 80s like new wave band used. So we put that on the bass and it almost sounded exactly like a Peter Hook, like New Order stuff. We're like, you know what, we'll just go with it.
But to me, it showed a growth for the band when listening from the earlier stuff to now with this single. So with me, it's kind of like, oh, well, what else? These other three songs, what are they going to sound like that, you know? Is it going to be similar to what I just heard? So I'm getting pretty stoked about the EP.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We greatly appreciate that.
And when is that EP coming out? Did you say September? Or did I read
September 17th is the date. Yeah, so this single is, June 18th. And then we'll probably do a single a month after that, basically, right, until the four songs come out in September.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to do the old, let's figure out to put a video for each one, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we're definitely going to try. I mean, I'm lucky enough to, like, I work at Black Lake, just me and a few of my best buddies from, like, film school actually kind of started our production company here in Hamilton. So, like, we're really lucky where we have the gear and can actually do some videos. And, you know, I just edit them and stuff. So very lucky in that regard. But of course, no matter what production it is, it, like, you know, costs money just to make sure things happen and like whether it be locations or actors or everything. And, you know, our band is very small, to say the least. Yeah. So
our bank account hasn't grown, surprisingly. Yeah.
I honestly don't think anyone's bank account has grown over the last year and a half.
Yeah, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff Bezos, maybe.
That's right. Well, I'm sure he'll feel generous to distribute some of that.
Yeah, he's doing a bang up job. I'm still waiting on a package. Goof. Okay. Well, it's fortunate that you guys are fortunate enough that you have the ability to do a video and to put stuff together and making some more connections here in Hamilton, working with Threshold, being able to put the video out, that sort of thing as time comes along. But what has happened as far as in regards to your mental health with Capital from this pandemic? I talk about this stuff for about a year, over a year and a half now, if not longer, with everyone from live venue people to promoters to everyone that's in the arts in Hamilton and small business, that sort of thing. How have you guys maintained your sanity and what you're doing?
Yeah. Oh God, great question.
No.
I think collectively we could all say movies and music and beer, but. Individually, I think we all each have our own little, you know, solaces and everything. But I do think the EP sort of reflects a lot of this, not necessarily just in regards to, you know, living in a pandemic or anything. It's never as explicit as that. But a little bit about the mental health aspect of, you know, the anxieties that we were talking about earlier, real or sort of self-detrimental. I think it's definitely about that, and the EP is titled All the Rest of My Head, so we were hoping to make that, you know, a little hint at the many ideas and thoughts that go on inside, and how eclectic and eccentric everything can be inside your own head, and then translating that into music. That's kind of what we were hoping to do, make each song a little different and reflective of a mood that we've been feeling. And or as they said originally, just coming together to write that music. A lot of it is actually more of like a positive, sort of upbeat feeling with some more self-referential lyrics and everything. So yeah, kind of a bit of both, I guess. Hey, this is Josh and RJ from the band Capital from Hamilton, Ontario, and our new single, Always Saying Nothing, is out today, June 18th. We want to thank you so much for listening, and if you're willing to check out some more, our EP, All the Rest of My Head, comes out on September 17th. Feel free to look up our Bandcamp and pre-order the vinyl on there as well. Thank you so much.
Just staying in tonight for a treat in a bar.
How good is that, eh? That's awesome. That's some new stuff from Capitol right there. Looking forward to hanging out with them in the studio and doing and having some laughs and talking about music and all the other fun things. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. What was it? Oh, yeah, that's right. A Day's Wait I have coming up here. And they have, I'm going to spin all their tracks off their new EP. Now, a gentleman in Day's Wait is an old friend of mine named Adam Alfano. He was in Wallow Star, Field Guides to Words and Music, which is the transition band. And then Drew Smith left the band, and they all kind of got married and children and careers. You know all that fun stuff that happens in life. Well, Adam came back from Chicago. He was there for so many years, I believe. And we touched base again, and we chatted on the phone a couple of times about this project that he's been working on. And it's an 80s influence kind of vibe. So he's been working on this for a little bit. And I said, well, you know, let's do the interview. You know, man, let's spin the tracks and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know what, man? Interview other Hamilton acts and other bands. They need the promotion. Keep doing what you're doing. I love what you do up there. And I'm like, okay, cool, man. Whatever, you know. But then he sends me these little notes, right, on Instagram. And he says, here's the only thing I'd say that's noteworthy in an interview. Everyone with music in them should try to get out in the world. It's mostly therapeutic for everyone involved, regardless of your age, situation, or occupation. COVID has mostly sucked, but it's been amazing for grounding with immediate family and revisiting hobbies and art. The only other thing I would tell you is Mitch Bowden, Trevor, and I have met once. Oh, sorry. I have never met once during this recording. It was almost exclusively collaborated through text message over 6 months. We only spoke like twice. He goes on to say, I think it's a really cool EP, maybe too 80s synth pop for some people in spots, but we just followed our instincts. So there you go. That's from Adam Alfano. Very humble dude. And I listened to the EP a couple times and I really dug it. So I'm happy that he sent me the tracks, and you can check them out. They're on Bandcamp and Instagram and all the other fun stuff. Now, with the venues opening up, will Adam and his friends get together and do a show? I don't know. You know, I'd like to see it. Of course, I'd like to see any band right about now. So this is what I'm hoping for, is that maybe Adam and them will get together, do a couple of rehearsals, and do a nice half-hour spot, say maybe at the Casbah. You know, Casbah's reopening, Absinthe's reopening, the venues are getting the go-ahead to do, like, you know, patios and 10-person thing right now at this stage. Of course, I am pre-recording this, and this is in June, so things may open up, so we may be able to see some bands again, right? So I know festivals are kind of still dicey at this point, but there you go. The only way we can fix all of this stuff is if you get vaccinated. If you can get vaccinated, we can get ahead of all of this stuff, and things can stop closing down, and we can go enjoy our lives and hang out with our loved ones and our friends and buy things that we want to buy, you know, all of these things, and people won't die in hospitals anymore. Wow, what a concept, getting a vaccination, you know, that'd be super cool. So if you already had your first dose, thank you so much. When you get a chance to get your second dose, go get it. Let's move forward. So there you go. You will hear in this set Lost Anyway, Living Lights, Clues, Back to You, but starting things off, Restless Hearts, A Day's Wait on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
Justified in all the things we never wanted simplified. There you are, the shining star. You tie together all the things we pulled apart.
Lost it.
Hey, it's Steel City Music, take two. Gunnar Smith here, sitting here crying the blues of software on his computer. Because, I just did a 15 minutes of just pure educational, riveting interview with Max Alexander from Hamilton Indie Music. It was great, and the software screwed up, and now I have to ask him the same questions, but try to get that same momentum back about his new website, well, old website, and the history of it all. I don't think we can recreate it, but we're going to try. Max, is this you?
It is me, yes.
On the line with me right now is Max Alexander. He is the creator of Hamilton Indie Music, a site that came about around the 2006 era. And it soldiered on over time. It got shut down. He didn't have enough time to keep redoing things with the site. But with technology and in learning a skill set of becoming a web programmer, he's finally got the site back up to what he initially envisioned that he always wanted back in the day. He is also a musician out of Hamilton who had some band members in Stony Creek area. What were the name of the bands, by the way, again? Run those band names by me again.
The better ones, the better one was Flinch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flinch.
Anything before that, we're going way back.
You're going way back. Thank you for doing part two or the retake of this interview, Max. Sorry about that.
No problem at all.
But of course, as we were chatting, we were talking about technology and the glitches that happened. It's so funny that it happened to me as you were talking about the website. But I wanted to touch upon about the name of the site, and something that you can reiterate is that it's called Hamilton Indie Music. And I asked you, what is it, just going to be indie music or singer songwriter, or will it actually expand to other genres of music?
Yeah, and I had this question before, and it may seem, when you go to the site, it may seem like it's more tuned toward a specific genre, but I want everyone to know that it's not. It's basically anybody out there that's creating music that wants to put their music out is welcome to become part of Hamilton Indie Music and promote their music. That's what it's about. It's about anybody who's trying to get their music out there and maybe get more streams, for example, on their music. Because at this time, with COVID, it's crazy.
Right.
Musicians can't perform. And I mean, professional musicians such as myself, who had shows already booked, you can't play. In other words, you lost your income. And to me, if this is going to help somewhat, even like a fraction, for them to get their plays and you know, streams and all that stuff, then it's something that wouldn't have been possible otherwise.
Right. I think it's a very noble gesture on your part, but you've been doing this for some time now, off and on. But now that we get into the social media angle of the website, how are you going to drive people to the website using social media? Just because there's so much out there, like what is a little different about Hamilton Indie than some of the other websites that are out there right now?
Hamilton Indie, this version of Hamilton Indie, is like what I was telling you before, is I was trying to build almost like a community,
mm-hmm.
like any other social. I want Hamilton Indie to be its own social media where musicians could go there and register. And right now they have the functionality where they can go and register, create their own profile. They can hit, you know, provide their own banners and a bunch of other functionality that's on the site, so they can create their own page within Hamilton Indie Music.
So it just becomes its own entity, its own engine, if you will, of what's
right.
going on in Hamilton. Yeah,
yeah. And my goal is for everyone to, like, whoever registers, to contribute to the site just by putting their own stuff there, their own music, their own profiles, and chatting with people, and basically creating our own. Social media platform.
These are all great and noble efforts on your part. I think we need more of that going on within the community to support one another. I think it's very important. How is the reaction coming as far from the clubs? Because some of the clubs are are still doing some stuff. Some are not. Yeah. Is everyone aware of your website in that respect yet? Just yet?
They're not aware yet, I don't think. Right now, a lot of the content that's been placed there has been placed there from previous registrants.
Right.
So they've already registered prior. So I'm using their information to get the site up and going. But I definitely want to make sure that we know about which avenues or which venues are open, what they can do during this time to support any music. And the CASPA, they are trying to raise some money to keep, you know, their venue afloat, to have people go there and perform and do what they need to do. So I added their information to the site, and you can click on it and donate. And I mean, I think it's a great thing. And if I can do that for other venues, I'll definitely do that. That's what the site's for. It's to support everybody. Right. The whole circle of what creates the ability for people to perform and get their music out there is the main objective of the site.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar, and my guest right now is Max Alexander. He's the proprietor of Hamilton Indie Music. It's found hamiltonindiemusic.com. Go to the site. It was released last week, about the third week of October, I believe, somewhere around that timeline. Now that so let's just say we get out of 2020 alive, you and I and the rest of society. And we're starting to get some clicks. We're starting to get some more traffic to Hamilton Indie Music. At some point, you're gonna are you envisioning making some money off of this site just to keep it afloat?
At this point, I'm not looking at it that way.
No,
I'm just trying to get the word out and support. I mean, people that musicians right now, if I can just generate more traffic to the site and get people to stream music that they probably have never heard before.
Right.
And just, I mean, you're not really, for a listener, you're not really doing much. You're just clicking a link and listening to music, but
yeah,
every stream is going to contribute to that artist.
Yeah. The reason why I brought that question up is because at some point, you're putting in so many hours to keep the site relevant and putting up fresh content, and you're also relying on musicians to join up and putting their content up, and so there's always something new and fresh for people to look at. Like, you know, here's this happening at the Casbah, here's this happening at Absinthe Hamilton, or what other venue or what other band. And at some point, if there's that much traffic coming, you know, simply selling a banner ad to another business would help keep would give you the ability to help pay for the bandwidth. That's why I was asking, at what point do you think you're going to get to that situation?
That's a tough question, because I really don't know. I mean, I'm going to try and dedicate as much time and my own finances to the project and then see where it goes. I mean, if a lot of people are showing interest and I can generate some sort of income to pay for the resources that I'm purchasing myself, then
yeah,
that'd be great. But the initial thing is just basically to get it going. Hopefully it'll have a good response, and people enjoy being there, and the artists are going to benefit from whatever is happening.
Right, the traffic.
Later on, when we get out of COVID and all this other stuff, then we're gonna get into more performances, and there's going to be more activity and more things to cover. And who knows? I mean, later on down the road, if there's somebody that wants to help out and donate some time and things like that, because right now there is no income from the site, and I'm not really looking at getting income from the site, because that wasn't the objective. But if it goes into something like that, then I may have to consider doing it full time. But until then, it's hard to answer.
I don't know, Max. The thought of you doing this full time is kind of a nice thought. That it does become successful, and that it gets to that point where you do have to do this full time. There is an income coming in, and you know, and it's something that you enjoy, right? Because it just goes hand in hand with the being a musician and promoting yourself and promoting others of where you're coming from. It sounds like a good deal to me, to be honest.
That would be like a dream come true. I mean, what musician doesn't want to be doing something in relation to music? I mean, that's a dream come true if you can do it. Hi, this is Max Alexander. Check out my new website at hamiltonindiemusic.com.
Somehow my golden light Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey, folks! This is a kind of exciting time for me right now. And oh, and thanks for listening to the Steel City Music so far in the show. I hope you're enjoying everything. Of course, this show does air every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. And you could follow us at steelcitymusic.ca or on Twitter, Steel City Music. Instagram, SCM Graham as well. And we are on, we have a Facebook page, and we also have a blah, 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 a Facebook group if you want to chat, that sort of thing. All of those fun things. So, as you know, I've been chatting with people from the